Go.
I have come here to chew bubblegum and kick ass.
Loud noises!
I know kung fu.
This is madness!
Where are you?
Hey everyone, and welcome to a special edition of the 8-Bit Geek. We are sitting down to review a movie that we should have reviewed a couple days ago, but hey, it's better late than never. It's Captain America Civil War. We're going to find out who's Team Cap, who's Team Iron Man tonight, today, whenever you're listening to this. I'm Jeremy.
And I'm Doug.
And I'm Kevin.
That's a long intro.
Yeah.
Generally, we talk a lot longer for the regular show. Okay, so I don't think I need to do a synopsis for this because everyone knows what the hell's going on at this point, or at least they should, but I will say that this will be spoilerific. So if you don't, if you haven't seen the movie and you don't want to know what's happening, I suggest you leave now quietly. Just shut the door. Don't slam it on your way out. We don't want to interrupt. So we'll just ask overall what you guys thought of the film. We'll start off with that.
Cool. I'll start off.
What? Cool.
Cool. Yeah. Cool. Cool idea.
I thought it was awesome.
Get off your phone, Kevin.
I'm not on my phone.
You were on your phone.
I'm on my lasagna.
Oh my God.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, I'm going to give a review of this lasagna.
You said that you had to go to the bathroom. I didn't know lasagna was in the bathroom.
It was on the trip back.
Jesus. You know what? Let's start with Doug. Kevin, you're going last.
All right, cool. More lasagna time. Thanks, guys.
I liked it. I thought it was a great Marvel movie. It was one of their best.
Definitely. I will say that I will agree with you there. It definitely was better than a lot of the stuff that has come out in the superhero genre. I would see it again. I saw it twice.
Yeah, and I'll go ahead and say, if you've already paid to see it once... you can find it elsewhere.
Oh yeah.
But make sure you see it in the theater for sure, because it's definitely worth it. But
well, I think everybody has. It made $188 million already.
Yeah. So you know, if you're like, I can only afford to go to one movie once, because there's other movies coming out in the next few weeks, and some you've got to spread it out or whatever your movie going monies. There's another way to see it.
Yeah. We don't support it, but we just say it's there.
It's there. It's there. It's watchable. So,
Somebody already did it. You know, the crime's already been committed. You might as well just, watch
it. I will start to... Kev.
I thought it was fantastic. I think that it's up there with my Marvel movies. I thought it was definitely better than Age of Ultron as far as storyline goes and pacing. It felt like a better Avengers movie than the actual Avengers. It's pretty good. I thought it was, like I said, the storyline pacing was great. The dialogue was pretty standard for a Marvel movie. It had an espionage feel, that of Winter Soldier, although I still like Winter Soldier more, because Winter Soldier was the complete blow up for the Marvel series, and it opened so many different doors throughout that. So I don't know, that one's always going to be like number one for me, but it was close up there. It was really good.
I really feel like I think the only misstep that that happened in this movie is that I thought someone should have died.
Yeah.
Like because even though I said this on the 8-Bit Geek podcast, the scene at the airport was probably the most mind-blowing and best superhero fight scene you'll ever see on film, or at least up to this date. But it did not feel like there was any... It was fun. It wasn't like fearful.
Yeah.
You weren't fearful.
No, and I actually kind of enjoyed that aspect of it, mm-hmm. where you had like these two groups getting ready to like duke it out, and like, but there's still that like, hey,
we're still like, friends, right?
Hey, I'll see you at your mom's house on Sunday for lunch.
Yeah, the line.
Tell her
like...
I'm gonna bring the missus. You know, like I mean, that's not what's said, but that's what it felt like. Where it's like, all right, we're about to fight, but there's even a line between Hawkeye and Black Widow. Yeah, we're still friends, right? Depends on how hard you hit me.
Like, yep, that was a line.
it's like perfect, and like that's what the whole fight was just like it, they right. were kicking and, each other's ass, but it was
well they was, I mean they could have delivered it both ways, right? Like I loved that whole fun thing, like that was really cool. I laughed a lot during it, and it was a really fun fight. But at the end of the fight, I really feel like, or at least even at the end of the movie, like there should have been some heaviness involved to get you emotionally involved as well.
Well, yeah, and that's the thing, is like at the end of that fight is Falcon is going after Iron Patriot's coming after him.
War Machine.
He's going after the ship. Iron Patriot's coming after him. Vision shoots at him. He like ducks out of the way, or is it the other way around?
No, he ducks out of the way. Yeah, he ducks
out of the way, and it hits. Yeah, that's why I think he ducks out of the way, and it hits Iron
Patriot.
War Machine.
War Machine. Thank you. It's
same
War
difference.
Machine.
It's yeah, War Machine. Same, he's yeah. not paint jobs. Come on, guys.
Yeah, it's a different suit, but it's the same guy.
Yeah.
within
yeah.
the suit. And yeah, and it hits him, and then he falls out of the sky and literally crashes to the ground.
He like, should have been dead.
That's where they, and that was the heaviness of it. And to be fair, there were some repercussions. He is paralyzed.
Right.
But mm-hmm. on the downside is that he's best friends with Tony Stark. So
he's got fucking magic legs already.
Yeah, he's got like, yeah, he's got some robot legs.
Yeah, so it's not like anything bad actually. You know, and so that kind of like, even when he was giving his little speech to Tony at the end where he's like, you know, this is a bad rap. But it's been a great ride, blah, blah. I'm like, motherfucker, you are walking.
Right.
Yeah.
You noticed, I mean, you guys may forget, though, someone did die in this movie, although insignificant to the story.
There's a couple of people. Okay, hold on. A couple of people died. Like, the person who I thought was going to do the killing died in the first 20 minutes of the movie.
Right. But there's also a funeral scene.
Yep. Agent Carter.
Yeah, I know, but that's...
She passed, but even though, like, we didn't see her.
She was 105.
But I'm saying you guys said there was no significant death.
That was not a significant death. That was
she
a,
has her own fucking.
She
tears.
Died of natural causes, like she time died. Killed her.
Yeah,
but it also gave brevity to the situation, or gravity to the situation that Cap is almost all alone now. All he's got left is Bucky from the old world.
That's
yeah,
true.
It's true. I mean, yeah, that. But I'm not enough. I don't think it was enough. Like, because you kind of forget about that. It was like, I mean, yeah, it's a part of that, and he's sad, but I just feel like I would have loved to see, now, call me crazy here, but I would have loved to see Cap die. Not maybe a full death. I would have loved to see him die, like, in the comics, and then obviously he would come back later on in another movie. But, you know.
Yeah, he super died in the comics, though. He was a headshot.
Yeah.
He was a crossbones fucking shot him in the back. Like, the neck, head, and back.
Yeah.
And that's the thing. It's like, in the first, you know, again, huge spoiler, as there we've said there would be. Like, the first 20 minutes, you see crossbones, and I was like, fuck yes, crossbones.
Mm-hmm.
And then he blows himself up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it was like, okay, well, that changes everything.
Mm-hmm.
Like... And I think they did that on purpose, so you would be like, okay, well, this is not the fucking comic, because there goes crossbows. Like,
yeah.
I
kind of expected Captain America to die, too, because we've talked about this since day one with the actor who plays Bucky. He signed on for, like, 7 films. So yeah. We thought he was eventually going to take the mantle place of Captain America, so I thought that was what was going to happen.
God damn. Not after all these fucking deaths in this film. Like, he's just straight up killing everybody, and you're just like... You know what? After all these murders and everything, I don't think he could ever be Captain America.
There was a time. Well, it was a What If comic, but they had What If the Punisher became Captain America. And it was awesome because it had the Punisher skull, but it had like the American flag over it. That was pretty dope.
But I don't even think Captain America is going to be Captain America anymore.
Maybe. No, he's on the run. Well,
he's
okay.
on the run. He's
We're
breaking into prison.
Anyway, yeah.
Well, we already said this, man. Like, they should expect this. He's breaking into prisons, breaking people out.
Yeah.
And it goes along with a friend of mine at work brought up a good point. There is a comic book series where he actually turns into like a different, I forgot his name, but he takes up a different mantle of Captain America. It's almost like reverse Captain America or some shit. I don't know. But, anyways, that'd be a cool storyline for them to go into. You know, he pretty much, instead of forming the Avengers, he forms a different super group with all the people who were essentially on the run.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing that was interesting about this movie is, like, you watch it, it was like, they didn't fix anything. Like, yeah. Nothing, like...
Everything's still broken.
It ends with them on the run. Like, Cap just broke them all out of that prison. Like, okay, so now they're all, like, enemies of the state. Mm-hmm. Like, you just broke them out of a military black site. Like, there's no coming back. There's no coming back from that.
But hey.
Unless they save the Earth from, you know.
Right. And they're going to get called on again, obviously, when Thanos comes and the Avengers will be back.
Yeah, and that's just what's most interesting. Is it's like, but none of that was solved. And I think, you know, they talk about stuff that's supposed to have happened in this movie that's going to carry over into all of the MCU, as they normally do.
That's why Winter Soldier was so big, because it did that.
Yeah, and I think they said it will have effects in Luke Cage, which comes out in September, I believe.
Yeah.
Awesome.
And so I don't know if it's like, hey, you've got to, you know, the Accords, like, you can't be acting as a superhero where it's like, I'm invincible. I'm not doing this on purpose. Like,
well, maybe
that
the
bro
Accords...
just punched me and it shattered his hand. I don't know. I didn't do anything.
I wonder if the Accords extend to everyone with powers or just the Avengers. That'll be interesting to find out.
That's what the whole Registration Act was about originally.
Yeah, but that's not this. The Accords were just for the Avengers signing it.
Right.
So
who knows? Who knows where that'll go? But it was really good. I'm trying to think. I had a thought while we were just talking about.
You know who I didn't think?
Sorry?
You get your thought back?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was just thinking, like, I love how they really touched on the repercussions of all of the Avengers movies and all of the things that happened since Battle of New York, where they're like, basically, you guys are not really the heroes here. You show up, blow everything up, and you're not there for the repair. You know, you guys just go home while we have to pick up the pieces. And I thought that was a really powerful moment, because it's true. There's so much shit that gets broken in all of these movies, and they just kind of walk away from it. And it's like, you don't see fucking Captain America doing, like, community service, trying to put the community back together. You know, it's kind of fucked up. You think about it that way. They're not really the heroes you'd expect them to be.
I think.
Yeah, I mean, they save the Earth, but yeah, like, at the same time, well, you just destroyed half of Manhattan, and then you went and got shawarma afterwards, and then went home.
Yeah,
shawarma was good though.
I mean, the whole reasoning for the main villain in this movie, the whole reasoning for him was because of all the events that happened in Age of Ultron. And it's just, you know, once again, it's these consequences. I mean, like, shit could have been avoided had they have acted differently, or had they have been a little bit more careful in what they've done.
I think Doug and I were talking to this while you were gone, and we're like, yeah, but how many millions did you save versus a couple dead? Like, there's going to be casualties no matter what.
And they touch on that in the war or in the movie.
So I just, like, I don't think that with any war, just because we don't, like, just take real life, for example. How many people are dead because of the war that's happening over in Iraq and all that? We don't see it because it's not us, but, like, you know, we're the cause of it, but it's going to happen because it's war.
Yeah.
So I don't think there's any avoiding that. But
I just like that there's consequences to their actions. Because, yeah. I mean, all other movies before these have been all like, yeah, blow shit up. Awesome. Cool. Next movie, the place is good as new. You know?
Can't wait to see everyone. I can't wait to see what Thanos does to the world. Like, it's going to have to get majorly fucked up for the governments to be like, okay, guys, you know what? We're gonna go ahead and give you back your just fuck this registration and just please help.
Yeah, or whatever it is they do. I mean, like, again, it's not the Registration Act in the movie, but
right.
I'm just trying to figure out how they. I think it was Jeff Loeb, who is the head of Marvel's TV sect or whatever, and he's the one who said, like, that we will see the actions of Civil War. Like, you'll see some of the consequences in Luke Cage. You know, you'll see it carry over somehow. So I'm just curious what that means. Like, well, again, you just had a bunch of superheroes broken out of a secret black, you know, like, black site. Like I said, like, I feel like, and it's Thunderbolt Ross, who's the one who's like heading it up. Like, you know, he hates superheroes. He hates the Hulk. Like, I can't imagine him, like, being like, well, it sucks they got away. No, I feel like this guy's going to be like, those motherfuckers broke out. We're going after all of them. Like, and, like, maybe that we'll see the Registration Act or something similar to it, and maybe that'll play out in the next coming weeks of whatever that show's called. Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
I was wondering about that. I mean, like, have you guys been all caught up on Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.? Nah. I wonder if there was anything that happened.
I let it go after the third season. It's so fucking boring to me.
I think it's pretty good. It's just, I just think they lost me because it's just, it went in such a different direction. It's hard to keep up.
I just don't think it's that good.
But I just, especially when their Netflix stuff is so good. But I'm just curious what's going to happen in the Netflix stuff and how it's going to continue, especially like, and also I don't know how he's going to fit in at all in their universe, but Doctor Strange coming out in November,
it's gonna be fun. You know who I didn't know that Scarlet Witch was? I did not know she was one of the Olsen sisters.
Yeah, she's like their younger sister.
I know, like, I just found that out. Like, I didn't even think about it in the Avengers movie. I was just like, man, that chick, I fucking know her from somewhere.
Yep.
And then I finally was like, that is an old, I was like, god damn it. I was like, it took me years.
I've been saying, like, when they did Full House and they were like, oh, the Olsen twins aren't coming back to get to do their role, I was like, hire Elizabeth, she looks just like them. Like, no one's gonna know. She was like 9 years old when that show ended. It's been like 20 years. Like, she looks like what an Olsen twin like might look like. Like,
I mean, those other girls are anorexic. She looks normal.
Well, but they weren't when the show ended.
That's what I'm saying. That's why she'd be perfect for it.
Yeah.
So,
but I mean, you know, they've got their own thing, and I haven't watched the show, but I've seen a clip where someone said something like, "Oh, why isn't Michelle going to be here?" And they're like, "Oh, she's in New York heading up her fashion empire." And then they all turn and look at the camera, like with this like.
That is funny.
For like a solid 30 seconds. Like, way too long.
They made it awkward.
Really twist that knife. It was funny, but yeah, I was like, why not just get their sister? She looks just like them. It saves them from having to return to the show, and you still get that character.
Because she's making too much money with Marvel to go back to TV.
Also,
I guess.
Back to the movie, and it's not quite the movie, but the experience. So, did any of you guys have any assholes in the crowd?
No, actually, had a really great experience both times. Everyone was laughing. Everyone had a good time. They were cheering. It was. Yeah. I had a lot of fun.
Yeah, okay. The opening night was phenomenal. I mean, it was the crowd that you hope for. It was the people that stuff start to happen, and like
Spider-Man shows up, Spider-Man, and everyone celebrates
just immediately. Like
under roofs.
Fuck yeah. And even just him going to New York and stuff to like recruit Peter Parker.
Yeah.
Like. I mean, the second he walked into the apartment and stuff, people were already cheering. It was like the fucking kid hasn't said a line yet.
Yeah.
And I said this last night, by the way. Fucking Aunt May, huh?
I would
so much.
Like, I did not know that, and you guys had to tell me that actress,
Marissa Tomei
is 51 years old. I seriously, I didn't even know that was Marissa Tomei at first, and I was like, why does Spider-Man have a sister? I was like, what? Like, she looks unbelievably young for Aunt May. But, I mean, more power to her, dude. That's awesome.
Well, and I was talking about this with some friends last night where we're like, maybe the issue isn't that, like, she's too young for Aunt May. Maybe it's Aunt May in the comics is too old to be Aunt May. Because she's, like 70 in the comics.
Yeah.
And when he's supposed to be, like, a teenager. And it's like, how old were his parents?
Man. Yeah,
you know, or like, what's the age gap? And then we're like, well, I guess if it was 1960 that this came out, obviously the parents were probably like involved in the war, like World War II, and also during that time people had like 10 kids, so there could be like a legitimate like 20 year gap between the kids. But also, just like, my parents are 60 and my parents don't look 60, you know what I mean? Like,
right,
so my parents look like they could be like 55 50, like they look young still, or youngish. And so maybe Aunt May is in her 50s in the comics, but just in 1963 1964
when they didn't have makeup,
they just made it. She just looked like shit.
Yeah, they didn't have any makeup. They're just
because 1964, and she's like 50 to 60 ish or whatever. She lived through World War II. She probably saw some shit.
Yeah.
So, she's old. I don't know. Like, it's just one of those. I don't care. It doesn't bother me. I love Sally Field. I thought she was like the best casting. But I like Marissa Tomei, and I loved the whole scene with her and Iron Man. Like him, like being like, who's Aunt Hottie or whatever. He'd say, like, it was so funny.
Yeah. I was going back to my experience in the theater. So there was a dude sitting behind us, and we didn't know if he's either autistic or an asshole, but he, every time there would be a one-liner, he would repeat the one-liner immediately, normal volume. And then
Probably autistic.
Yeah, every time there was a fight scene, he sounded like he was getting a blowjob behind us, because every time he would be like, ooh, oh, ooh, ah, ooh. Yeah. Ooh.
I'd probably autistic.
Yeah.
I hope so for that guy's sake. Otherwise, he's a complete asshole.
I
turned around. I tried to see who it was, and all I saw was like some old like fucking like Andy Rooney looking dude. So I don't think that was him, but
no, it probably was.
I got a little bit like that.
It was definitely Andy Rooney.
He's dead. They brought him back just to see that movie and to annoy the shit out of me. Like overall, the crowd was pretty chill, but that one dude, fucking every time, or you know, he was like. Basically, like, you know, Spider-Man shows up. He's like, hey, it's Spider-Man. Like, we know. Dick. We get it.
I would have told him to shut the fuck up.
It's like someone with a mental disability or something.
Like I said, I hope so for his sake. Otherwise, if I was his friend.
Otherwise, you're an asshole, Kev. Otherwise, you're an asshole.
No, I'm not saying like he's an asshole. I'm saying otherwise, if I was that person's friend, I would have been like, yo, you need to shut the fuck up when we go to the movies.
I did it a little bit. I did a little bit, but most of the crowd was doing it too. Like when Cap used that fucking battering ram, or whoever. Yeah, I think it was Cap, right? He grabbed the battering ram and went. Boof, like, I went. Oh shit!
Yeah, there was a lot of that on the super. Just like that, the stairwell fight scene.
Mm-hmm.
And
that was a cool scene.
And like the motorcycle takedown.
Yeah.
Well, we're gonna just the crowd be like, you know, just that ooh or like oh whoa. Like
you would think after
the surprise when Bucky grabs the motorcycle, flips it around and jumps on it, just takes off. Like our crowd was just that like, ooh, what the fuck? That was cool.
And you would think that after two Captain America movies and after two Avenger movies, you think you'd see Cap use all the moves that he's ever going to use. Nope. They come up with some creative shit for him, man, and it's just very exciting.
I like when he was in the vehicle, he was like the SUV, and he somehow jumped out of it right before started rolling. So he just like kind of like just fell out of
casually walked away. He's just like, oh, I'll get out now.
Yeah, ran out of the vehicle. There's a way to talk about that.
That was really sick.
I think my favorite move of his, though, has got to be at the very opening scene of Age of Ultron when he's on the motorcycle and he just flips off of it and throws the bike. Ultimate favorite. Just rides and then just flips over the handlebars and then just chunks the
motorcycle.
Like, that was sick.
Yeah, that was cool. All right, well, let's start to wrap this thing up. We talked about the film and everything. Let's talk about some numbers here. We'll do it out of five as always, and we'll start with Kevin because he's got to run. Kevin, what are you scoring it?
I gave it a 4 out of 5. I thought it was great. Excellent pacing. Like I said, it ran a little late or it ran a little long. It was like 2.5 hours. I think they could have cut some stuff in it.
2 hours and 24 minutes.
Yeah. So I think there was some stuff that they really didn't need to include. But otherwise, like, they had great execution for each character that showed up. No one was really underutilized, I think. It was great to see everyone. Like I said, Ant-Man killed it in his scenes. Spider-Man killed it in his scenes. Even fucking Hawkeye. Like, I actually didn't mind Hawkeye this time around. I thought he was pretty good. Vision is great. He's becoming more and more human. Like, I like the direction it's going. I thought it was really good. The reason I'm not giving it 5 out of 5, I just, like I said, I think it ran a little long. I think that Winter Soldier
is still the better Spanish movie.
And plus, like I said, I think Winter Soldier was more of a 5 out of 5 because that was like the espionage movie, you know, and like I think that set up so many of the events to really.
It's tough to rate it against that because that's on the level of the Dark Knight, like kind of thing, like where it's just like even if you took out the superheroes, it would be a fantastic film.
It would have been a great Bond film. Yeah.
That's true.
Dougie,
I'd say 4 out of 5.
Dougie, what do you give it?
I'm going to score it a little bit higher. I'm going to go like a 4.7, 4.8.
God
damn
it.
This is how we score stuff, Kev. This is how we do it.
Yeah.
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 Make me feel like a douche for my rating.
Well, because I thoroughly enjoyed it. I think it's probably one of my favorite Marvel movies at this point. Like, better than any of the Avengers movies. Even the first one. I'll go say it. Better than the first Avengers movie.
Yeah.
Sorry, we just got in the chat. We didn't talk about Giant Man. Okay, Giant Man was fucking legit as fuck. Like, that part was amazing. And
it was.
It's one of the reasons why it's one of the best movies. They like Kev said, they didn't underutilize any of the characters. I think they utilized them very well. We got to see Ant-Man, who you see his movie, you're like, okay, he gets small. What else can they do? Well, he gets fucking huge. He turns into a goddamn giant, and it was awesome.
And I like what Iron Man said funny. After that. Yeah, He's like, does anyone else have any moves they haven't used yet?
Any secret powers that they're hiding from us that they used to like utilize?
Yeah, like all that stuff. That was so great. Spider-Man was fucking awesome. Mm-hmm. Like, amazing. We all agreed, like, we didn't know how we were going to feel about this young Spider-Man because it didn't really fit the Civil War story, but they made it fit perfectly, and his role was perfect for this. I loved it. I thought it was great. The reason why I don't give it a perfect score is because no one died. And this is the movie to kill a character off to make everything more impactful. I wish they just killed Rhodey instead of making him paralyzed. Or if you're going to make him paralyzed, paralyzed, paralyzed. Like, no fucking robot legs from Stark. You know what I mean? Like,
Yeah, it was wrapped up with a bow. It was like a pretty bow.
Yeah, there needs to be some super serial... Like consequences, like serious,
yeah, super cereal,
super cereal, super, you know,
super bootios,
yeah, super bootios,
bootios.
Thank you. people listening are like, I don't know what the fuck's happening.
I have a box of bootios on my desk.
There you go. Then there wasn't any of that. I guess I'm curious, and again, I'm curious to see how it plays out later in the MCU, whether it be the TV or the movies, because it wasn't nothing was wrapped up.
Yeah.
And which is fine because that leads to really interesting storylines in later movies. But yeah, for that reason, it only gets like a 4.7, 4.8.
I give it a 4.5. I thoroughly enjoyed it. Like you said, way better than the Avengers films. I do feel like somebody had to die because of the fact that when you look at Avengers 2 and they killed off what's his name? Silver Surfer, right? No, Quicksilver. When they killed off Quicksilver, there was no heaviness to it because you just met him.
He's brand new and he just turned good like 30 minutes before.
You're right. And so nobody fucking cared that you killed off someone. And I think that was the idea. It was just like, all right, well, let's just use him and kill him off and people will care. You have to kill off. You cannot be afraid to dispose. Fucking go Game of Thrones on that. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can't be afraid to get rid of a main character. And I think that that's the only thing that's missing from the Marvel films is there's not enough heaviness to it to where you actually are like, oh my goodness, like, oh, wow. And you don't care. You care enough about these long-term characters enough. And if something bad did happen, then you'd be like, holy shit, now what's next? Like, what's going to happen now? And so I do feel like that was a little bit of a letdown. But other than that, fantastic film. I loved the pacing. I didn't think that it was too long just because of the fact that you got a full setup of the characters and what was going on and the reason behind it. And so it felt really good to actually get three different types of films in this. I mean, you got the whole political background and why this is happening. And then you get the arguments between the two, and then of course they didn't even come together at the end, but they partially did, and then there was still a fight scene between Cap and Iron Man, and then you had the iconic scene of Iron Man's shield with Captain America firing that giant blast into the shield. That was fucking phenomenal. I give it 1 point fully just for that shot. Black Panther was amazing, great cast, everything. So fantastic film. If you haven't seen it at this point and we just ruined it for you, go see it, I guess, or don't, because whatever.
Or get that bootleg version that's out.
Yeah, I guess. But yeah, fantastic film. Great stuff. It's definitely probably in my top three, so it probably goes like this. Marvel wise, doesn't I don't care about the studio. I gotta go probably Guardians of the Galaxy, Deadpool, and then maybe top four. It'd be in the top four because I gotta go Winter Soldier is third, and then this one's fourth. So
see, I don't know if I count Deadpool because I don't necessarily count it. It's not part of the MCU. But I guess you're counting all.
Yeah, just Marvel because their names on it. So if we weren't counting Deadpool, then it'd probably be the Guardians of the Galaxy, then the two Captain Americas, and then probably Iron Man in fourth.
Not even Ant-Man? No Ant-Man?
Oh yeah, Ant-Man in fifth. Ant-Man's up there.
There's your top five. Okay.
There's your top five.
Oh, this is tough. I don't know. I don't know if I could rank it yet. I still have to think about it. I have to watch it again.
So,
because I really enjoyed it, but I'm also coming off that like I just saw it and I thoroughly enjoyed it in the movie theater. But it could be like I also thoroughly enjoyed Avengers 2 in theaters. But like after a while, when you really let it sink in, you're like, man, but there's issues with that. There's issues with that, and that had issues with that, and that didn't make sense. And that was dumb.
Yeah.
I don't feel like I'm gonna be that way about this movie, but because the Russo brothers have done a phenomenal job.
I saw it twice, and I didn't feel that way. Like, I even loved it on the second time. I was like, oh, shit. Like, I laughed just as much. And I even got a little emotional in a couple spots where I knew it was coming, and I was just like, oh. I got, like, happy emotional.
I can dig it.
So, is that it, boys? Is that it? Are we done?
I'd say so.
All right.
I think it was awesome.
All right. Well, thank you for tuning in to the review. Hope you liked it. My name's Jeremy.
I'm Doug.
I'm Kevin.
Until next time.